This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden is defending the way the U.S. ended its 20-year forever war, as he puts it, in Afghanistan. He called the military airlift to extract some 120,000 Afghans, Americans, and other allies an extraordinary success. More than 100 Americans and thousands of Afghans were left behind, but Biden said diplomatic and other efforts would continue to get them out. In the U.S., Republicans are hammering President Biden and his administration over the Afghan pullout. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
How did this get so wrong?
Texas Congressman Michael McCaul is among those calling it shameful, a disaster, a bungled operation.
So what is today about? It's about fixing this.
Fellow Texan Dan Crenshaw, Navy SEAL wounded in Afghanistan, says first the administration needs to admit it screwed up and, for starters, make concrete plans to evacuate all remaining Americans from Afghanistan. And then there's the longer-term picture of terrorism. Florida's Michael Waltz, another Afghan vet, says Al-Qaeda is now primed to regroup and attack the West again. The administration needs to be ready.
This notion that the war is over is garbage.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
European Union ministers are meeting to discuss the Taliban's takeover of Afghanistan.
The bloc is looking for ways to prevent a repeat of a 2015 refugee crisis that was fueled by Syria's civil war. The arrival in Europe of well over a million migrants that year led to infighting among EU member nations. Now, a new wave of migrants from Afghanistan may well exacerbate tensions. A preferred choice is for the EU to provide funding to house refugees in countries bordering Afghanistan.
That's AP's Charles de la Desma reporting. This is VOA News. The U.S. state of Louisiana's communities battered by Hurricane Ida are now dealing with the possibility of weeks without power and stifling late summer heat. Ida ravaged the region's power grid, leaving 1 million people and businesses in Louisiana without power. The entire city of New Orleans is dark, and officials say they do not know when power would return. The New Orleans airport remained closed to commercial flights for a third day. At least four deaths were blamed on the storm, including two people killed when Ida's torrential rains washed out a highway in Mississippi and seven vehicles plunged into the 20-foot hole. The COVID-19 surge is stretching oxygen supplies tight and sending hospitals scrambling for more ventilators, even as there are glimmers of hope in some hot spots. In Tulsa, Oklahoma, a hospital recently called 911 after coming within just a few hours of running out of oxygen because they needed an emergency transfer for a patient on high-flow oxygen. But there are signs of optimism in some parts of the country. Cases and hospitalizations are dropping in some of the worst-off states. The European Commission said on Tuesday that 70% of the European Union's adult population had been fully vaccinated against COVID-19, hitting a target it had set at the beginning of the year. The announcement marks an important milestone in the EU vaccination strategy after a slow start, but it is also masking big differences among EU countries, with some nations being well above the 70% goal, while others in the poorer eastern region of the bloc are far behind. In January, the Commission said that by summer 2021, member states should have vaccinated a minimum of 70% of the adult population. Venezuela's main opposition party said on Tuesday they will participate in November regional and local elections, a strategy reversal after boycotting previous elections they argue were not free or fair. The opposition's decision was made in as a more than two-year push to oust President Nicolas Maduro, though international pressure and calls for the military to switch allegiances has failed. Opponents label Maduro a dictator who rigged his 2018 re-election and violates human rights to quash dissent. The frustration has led most and many opposition politicians to clamor for Juan Guaido, an opposition legislator elected in 2015 and later recognized by the United States as the interim president, to change tack as U.S. sanctions add to the OPEC members' economic woes. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.